Woodrow Wilson was a former college professor and New Jersey governor. Here's Wilson discussing his economic platform from the 1912 campaign.
We stand in the presence of an awakened nation, impatient of partisan make-believe. The nation has awakened to a sense of neglected ideals and neglected duties, to a consciousness that the rank and file of her people find life very hard to sustain, that her young men find opportunity embarrassed, and that her older men find business difficult to renew and maintain because of circumstances of privilege and private advantage which have interlaced their subtle threads throughout almost every part of the framework of our present law.
As president, Wilson took the bully pulpit to another level. He spoke before Congress, something no president had done in over a century. On April 2, 1917, he went to the Capitol building to lead the U.S. into World War I. The world must be made safe for democracy, he said, and his closing lines were famous. It is a fearful thing to lead this great peaceful people into war, into the most terrible and disastrous of all wars, civilization itself seeming to be in the balance. But the right is more precious than peace, and we shall fight for the things which we have always carried nearest our hearts, for democracy, for the right of those who submit to authority to have a voice in their own governments, for the rights and liberties of small nations, for a universal domination of right by such a concert of free peoples as shall bring peace and safety to all nations and make the world itself at last free.